faintest idea.
Good afternoon to you.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. Frederick? Is it you?
Hello, I do not know if you can hear.
I can hear, yes.
Good.
I can hear now.
Sometimes I'm not quite sure if it is, did you hear me properly or not, you know?
Yes, I can hear you very clearly.
Good.
Every word.
Sometimes I seem to be able to do better. I get closer, I suppose, in some way.
But, yes.
Sometimes I'm not so sure about it.
Well, I can tell you that you're very clear. I can hear every word.
Good.
Are we going to continue our conversation?
Oh, all right. We continue the conversation.
The symphony.
The symphony.
Yes. I hope you haven't got any brass instruments and drums there.
Oh,
in your symphony.
You don't like it.
Oh, I can't bear them.
Why?
Oh, I think they're horrible. They're not musical at all.
Oh, dear. Now we're going to have a quarrel.
Right. Have you got trouble?
Sometimes, you know, work needs the brass to come in occasionally, you know, to denote or to depict something, you know.
Yes, maybe, but just for a bar or two.
All right, but sometimes it has to be more than a bar or two.
Have you got it in your symphony, then?
No, not in that one, but in some it is so.
Oh.
Oh, you are a difficult person.
Right.
Now what am I going to do?
Why?
Well, I think the brass instrument, although I'm not very keen on myself, sometimes it's essential. If you have to depict something of a martial nature, it is very helpful.
Yes, but not in the type of music that you compose.
Oh, sometimes when one is depicting human emotions and all types of people and situations, one has to depict things in such a way that they have to, well, be symbolized, you know, and sometimes it is necessary to bring in brass.
Oh, yes. That, yes.
Well, just now you say you don't like it, but occasionally man must use it.
Oh, I thought you said... I see what you mean, yes. I misunderstood you, I'm sorry.
Did you?
Yes.
There are no brass in your...
No.
Special favorites.
There isn't.
No.
And drum.
Occasionally a drum.
Oh, yes, that.
What are you going to do? Make everything a piano? Can you write a concerto?
No. A piano, violins, cellos.
You have to give me a complete list of the instruments I must use.
No, Frederick, I wouldn't dare to do that.
No.
I wouldn't dare.
But I do use most instruments.
Yes.
I suppose it is a nuisance in a way, but sometimes I must use the cymbals and the drums and everything.
Oh, the cymbals are all right.
Oh, you approve. Huh? Good. I remember that in my next work. You are a very difficult customer.
Eh?
You're going to be a difficult customer.
Why?
I'm not going to just...
No, I'm only giving you my opinion. You needn't, say...
I appreciate your opinion, but sometimes we must deal with things in order to do my...
Yes.
If I want to get the discords, sometimes it's very helpful to use only brass.
Oh, your discords are wonderful in your music.
I know, but then that is life. It isn't all easy and flowing and harmonious. Sometimes you must have the discords to represent various discordant natures in humanity.
Ah, yes, but you so very smoothly.
Sometimes I bring the discords in, but you hardly realize they're discordant.
That's it, yes.
But occasionally they have to be very harsh, but not always. I have to work it out very carefully.
Yes.
I go over one piece hundreds of times before I am satisfied.
Yes.
Well, here we are.
Here we are. Well, you can go on teaching me.
I cannot teach you very much.
What?
Perhaps you can teach me something.
No, I can't, Frederick.
Oh, you can teach me many things,
what?
Such as not what to do in music.
Oh, don't be sarcastic. For goodness sake, you know you're...
I was not being sarcastic.
You're always pulling my leg. I can tell by the tone of your voice.
Well, otherwise you say you wish you were taller, so I keep on trying to pull your leg.
That's been the tragedy of my life. If I'd only been about 5 or 6 inches taller, It would have been very nice, but still, I've got used to myself now.
I don't know what you complain about.
No.
Nothing wrong with you.
No, I'm not complaining anymore, Fred.
You are all right as you are.
Yes.
Look how kind and considerate people are. Even me.
Oh, Marmoose, just listen to me.
Everyone make way for you. Everyone show you what you, you know, can find for yourself, you know.
Look yes,
at me.
I know.
I come and spend hours with you.
Do you?
Like the other night, you know. When you sit by the piano and you feel desperate and you go over it, you know, like a maniac.
Yes.
Oh, Frederick. And I calm you down with my music.
It's hopeless.
You know, sometimes you go up in a steam and you come down like a lamb.
Yes.
It's slaughter.
Why?
Oh, you were walking around. You did not know what to do with yourself. You were so cross. But you tried to come off, you know.
Yes.
And you go upstairs and you thump the piano and you mutter something under your breath and gradually you get calm. And then you think, ah, this is silly. I ought to know better. And you feel very sorry inside yourself because you feel you should not have said what you said and you act differently, you know.
Yes, that's quite true, Frederick.
I know.
Oh, you were there.
I was there. My music helped you, I know.
Yes.
But you know...
I went straight to one of your etudes and I felt calmer.
You know, sometimes...
Yes.
It is better to say nothing, unless you can say something that is helpful.
But, Frederick, it's very difficult if you keep on saying nothing. Then people will just write over you. That's not... I mean, you left the earth for so long that you don't realize things on the earth so much now.
I know, but...
I'm not going to allow my personality to be completely swamped.
No, I know. I don't suggest that you should, but... I don't know. I think sometimes, you know, that life... Although I know you cannot help it, but life is so much more simple than perhaps you can realize. It is not as difficult and complex as you sometimes think.
Yes, but if people would only allow you to realize, that's the trouble. You're bumping up against people all the time. It can't be helped.
I don't like to see you upset.
Yes. But I was all right. I'm never upset for long, you know. I just...
I know you like, you know, the steam coming up.
Yes.
And then you cool down very quickly.
I do that. I'm sorry you saw that. I wouldn't...
No, I don't be sorry. I happen to be there at the time that is all that I was... a little sad at the same time, amused, you know,
yes.
Mixed. And then you go straight to me and you play the music and it helps you.
Yes.
It gives me great happiness to know. Because I know there must be thousands of people like you
yes.
whose only outlet is in their music.
Yes.
Whose lives are difficult and complex and it helps them.
Everywhere I go to any of these music shops or anything, if I ask for any of your music or books, they all rave about you.
Thank you very much.
They do. It's wonderful to hear. And of course, I rave with them.
You sometimes get so worked up, how you say, excited. You
yes.
Know. Well, the only thing is, you know, just very foolish in shop because they put the price up.
No, they don't do that. They can't do that.
No.
I rang up about a wonderful book of yours that's come out in Warsaw.
A book?
A book.
My life?
Again. Yes.
The different lives I have led.
Oh, I don't know about that. It's some photographs and things and they're full of...
Well, it should be very interesting.
Pictures.
Let us hope it is accurate. But how can anyone write a person's life when they did not know the person and were not with the person all the time? They get a few facts together and then they string in with it a lot of things which... not true.
Yes, I know, but I've realized that. I don't worry about what I read.
I was difficult in temperament earlier.
Yes.
But for me there was only one thing really that mattered. Very
yes.
seriously, that was my music.
What?
My music was the only thing that really mattered to me.
Yes.
I have moments, fleeting moments of happiness.
Yes.
And some of my best music was composed then. But I sometimes think perhaps my best was composed when I was most unhappy. But it was past remembrances.
Why were you so unhappy, Fred?
Oh, because I knew that I could but not be.
Do what?
I could not be, how you say, I could not live a normal life.
Oh.
I could not find happiness. I knew that I could not live alone.
You knew that?
Oh, I knew, but I would not say. I always knew that my head would not make it possible for me to have a long life. I was always feverishly writing, composing, you know.
Yes.
I had so much I wanted to do,
yes,
and so little time in which to do it. And there are many distractions. And although I give the concert, it was chiefly because I need the money.
Yes. Oh, dear.
And then often I didn't receive what I worked for, you know.
No.
One has to have a patron.
You didn't have one. Oh, yes, you had many in Paris. You had Rothschild, and you had Radziwill.
Yes, I know, but I say one has to have a patron because it helped to set one's music and helped to make possible, you know, future. But
anyhow, that's all over, Frederick.
Oh, it is all over. I don't worry about it.
You're happy now.
Talk about it, because I know you are interested.
What? Yes. It doesn't make you sad or anything, does it?
No, why should it make me sad? That is foolish.
Well, tell me about you
it
now.
It is part of my life.
Yes.
Important. Oh, different. There is no need to concern now.
No.
About anything. I have complete and perfect control. And I have everything that one could wish for. And I am in my own way, master of my
yes.
own self. And I have my own salon, how you say, what you know. I have big place.
You have?
And many musicians gather and we discuss music and we compose and we play over compositions one to the other, make comment, take advice sometimes too from each other.
Yes.
Not so that it will interfere one's own personal effort, but to get new ideas. And then we go together sometimes in groups to visit various places and listen to music composed in different spheres. It's a great revelation, for each sphere has its own music according to its own condition.
Yes.
And what would be right in one sphere would not be right in another, for it would not be correct, it would not sound right.
But
it is interesting, nevertheless.
Oh, that must be very interesting.
It's very extraordinary how one cannot, one's own music, for instance, cannot be heard even in certain spheres, for it is beyond the comprehension of the people inhabiting that condition. It is either above them, beyond them completely. I don't know how to explain this. For instance, certain of the music which I wanted to write on earth,
yes,
which I was not able to do. One of the reasons why I used to become so impatient with myself,
yes,
because my mind, in my mind,
yes,
I could hear sounds which the normal ear could not hear. And I tried to bring things out in the piano, but it was impossible. And that is sometimes why my music is perhaps too difficult for many people. Not only did I feel and think differently, as more different to any other musician, there are none of my work, or very little of my work, is comparable to any other musician.
It didn't.
It is completely different as
in its form and in every way.
Oui, that is it. It is. It's quite a different technique in
yes.
execution, which no one, as far as I know, before had ever tried. It is completely unique. Although I say it myself, it is without any pride. You know.
Yes, and you brought out to me the use. Of the pedals, you were the one, weren't you?
Well, I use the pedals perhaps more than anyone previously.
Yes.
I realized the importance of pedals.
Yes.
The pedals, of course, in the early pianos were not quite the same as they are in your piano today. And I have my own piano, altered.
Yes.
How do I explain these things to you? I don't know. Also, you know, it is very important when you play my music.
Yes.
To get the correct tone.
Yes.
To have the piano open.
Yes.
That does not perhaps seem feasible to you.
Oh, yes. You mean right open. The top open.
Yes, so.
Yes.
You know, pianos, as you know, vary the tone.
Yes.
It is very difficult sometimes, even for great pianists on your side, who are very experienced and good exponents, to get the correct tone on the piano. Which is why a musician is very...
It all depends, I think, mostly on how they play with their fingers. And the difference now, I'll tell you something. This Arthur Rubinstein, who's supposed to be a wonderful pianist, he is. But I've heard him playing your scherzos and the one in B-flat. I don't know what he does to it. He seems to use the pedal the whole time. It's all jumbled up, and it's much too fast. It's like a tornado. I don't like it at all.
Perhaps that is his impression of my work, how it should be played, but I agree it is not correct.
Yes, Frederick, but your work has to be very, very clear, hasn't it?
Every note should be clear.
And that's where the...
It is not good to run the notes one into the other. Every note is individual.
Well, I think that's... his pedaling is wrong there.
Could be his pedaling. Perhaps it is a bad recording. I don't know. I'm not so interested in Rubinstein, although I know he was, what you say, a very great exponent. At least he was considered a very exponent of my work, and he was a good friend to me.
Who?
But inasmuch as he tried and did certain things for me.
Who was that?
I'm talking about since I passed over.
Oh, yes?
Since I passed over here.
Yes?
His interest and love for my music. He executed, you know, quite well, sometimes, especially in his early years.
Are you talking about whom are you talking?
Rubinstein.
Ah, not that Rubinstein. That Anton, you mean?
So.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, he was a wonderful pianist, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Supposed to be.
You don't know him?
I never heard him.
Long time ago.
Yes. This is Arthur.
I don't mean him.
No.
Anyway, what should we talk about?
You've got so much to tell me, I'm sure. I'm just listening with my ears wide open. Do you see anything of Liszt there, Frederick?
We are good friends.
You are?
But he is no longer a member of the church.
No.
And in consequence, his music is much better.
Yes.
It is not so mournful.
Very dramatic and full of...
He was a very wonderful person. He still is a wonderful person.
Is he?
His music has grown. It is not so confined as it used to be. At least I used to think it was confined, you know. Perhaps I was prejudiced. I don't think so. I don't know. But Mendelssohn is a very great friend, also a man.
Huh?
Mendelssohn.
Oh, yes.
He's a very great friend of mine.
He used to come to me a lot, you know, at one time.
I'm surprised. He made path away from me, how you say.
Yes, he did.
I sent him, although I was with you in a sense.
Yes.
I have been in contact with you for many years, but, he was more able to make the contact in the first instance. It was he who opened the door for me.
Yes.
If you go through your notes, you find that it is so.
Yes, that's true.
All this lock of hair is worrying me. I had not promised it to you. I did not realize how difficult it
would be. Don't worry about it, Frederick. It doesn't really matter.
No, but
I do want something of yours to keep.
When the medium go to Mallorca, we see what we can do. It will be the first link.
Yes.
In a material sense, if I can put it so.
Yes. Give me an apple. That would be wonderful.
I've got great hopes.
Yes.
You know, I do not like to promise in a way, yet I won't, you know. I want to give you the conviction. I know you have conviction, but I want to give it to you such a way that you can answer all your critiques.
Yes.
One very clever lady, she is interested, but very doubtful.
Who?
And she thinks to herself, maybe, but I don't think. But I give you such proofs, eventually, that she will be so startled. You know.
Who is this?
Who Oh, the lady, she is a very talented woman, but very extraordinary. She is, how you say, what you say her name is. I have to think now.
One of your players?
No, no, one of your friends.
One of my friends? Yeah. Oh, Louise.
Yeah.
I see. Louise, I don't think will have anything to do with this.
No, she is afraid, you know.
Oh, I find a way, don't you worry.
She's afraid of it.
Yes.
She must not do nothing unless the church says she can do it.
I know. Isn't it dreadful? I feel so sorry for her, but she's quite happy in her own way.
No, she's as well. I am not very interested in her.
You're not?
Well, I mean, I like old people about her. And she is in her own way quite a good relation, but I don't think she understands my music. It is not for her.
No, I can't bear her playing.
She likes the flamboyant, you know.
Yes.
The obvious.
Yes.
And I was never flamboyant or obvious. At least I don't think so.
No, far from it.
I have subtlety, I hope. Because without it, there is no great music. Any fool can understand something that is bang at them like
that. But in many of the books that I've read, they say that you were a complete master. You nobody was able to touch you in compositions or in execution.
I was the master, but the piano was never the mistress.
And I get so excited when I read all those bits.
But I'm going to make of you an excellent pianist.
Frederick,
and you are going to execute my work. And what is more important,
Yes. You're
going to execute my new works.
I am.
When you come here.
Oh, when I come there.
Yeah. Oh, what do you think? You're going to do it on your side? No, my child, it is not possible.
No.
But many things are possible.
Even now,
you say to yourself, I'm finished, you know. But yes. I say to you, no. It is not so. You are only just beginning.
I expect you'll be very strict with me, won't you?
No, I'm not strict, because nothing can be obtained worthwhile if there is too much strictness. One must use always kindness and sympathy. After all, it is your great passion and your desire to be able to play music, my music.
Yes.
And if I could not achieve it by love, then any other way would be hopeless.
Yes.
These children who are taught so strict and made to do things, they may become good technicians, but they have no soul. For it must come from within. Without it, there can be no progress.
That is exactly as you were when you were on the earth, with your pupils.
I know. Always one must be kind.
Yes.
And if their inclination and love and desire for it is not there, then I would not bother with them.
That's right. Yes, that's
when
right.
When we have pupils, I would turn away and say to the parent, no, I would not have you waste your money as much as I may need it.
That's quite right.
You take your child, let him become a painter or something, but not a musician. His heart is not in it.
Yes, that's quite right.
Why you say, like that?
Oh, I love getting these proofs, Frederick.
Lovely proofs, I suppose, in a way.
Yes.
There are proofs.
Yes.
That's why I'm so anxious, you know, that you not let this medium go away, you know, and not to know nothing about us, me, you know.
No, he doesn't.
He's ignorant, thank God.
What? He's what?
Ignorant.
Yes. He doesn't know anything about you, really.
How nice it is sometimes to get someone who is so ignorant.
Yes. But he's very sweet, you know.
Of course, he's very sweet. I don't want him to know nothing about music, especially my music.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't know anything at all.
And when he goes to Mallorca, that will be a little revelation for him.
It will be.
I think he will come back.
Yes.
With greater enthusiasm and interest in our little group city, you know, our little work together.
Oh!
It's something I can't talk about. It is something that I hope and must happen in his own way.
Yes.
I only wish you were going with him to share it.
Yes.
But next year, I hope,
you
have special opportunities.
I
but all these things, they will come. But we must go step by step. It's like building up a great symphony.
Yes.
Every little bit, you know, is important. And every part helps to create a whole. But you come speak to me again when? Tuesday, Monday, is it? You come Monday.
Eh?
You come
Monday.
Okay. Good.
Will you come?
So, of course, I would not desert you. If I could not come, it would not be my fault.
Yes.
But I shall come. I must go.
All right. Thank you very much for coming.
You. Au revoir, Marie.
Au revoir, Frederick.
Bye.
Goodbye, Mickey.
Marie.
Ah!
What with old Ada, Marie, Rosie?
I know, the thing names that I'm called.
I think Marie suits you more than any.
Do you think so?
Yes, Marie Rose. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, darling.